Guten Erev Shabbos. There's a lot to learn from the first part of the parasha, but we're going to be omer on these couple of psukim, mamish four psukim of Ben Seir Moira. The parasha begins. Ki seitzi la melchom al oyvecho unesonoy Hashem lekecho biyodecho v'shavisa shivyoy. And then it gives us the story for Yisab HaShivya, Yishif HaStoyar. And the Torah Lamai says, matter you to marry her. The Torah is matter you to marry her. If at the end of the, after you go through the prescribed process that the Torah gives, and you still want to marry her, so you're allowed to marry her. V'acha kein tovo yaleu v'alto v'hoysa l'chol ish. So, the obvious question is, mamish, the first shtickle is, why doesn't the Torah answer it? If the Torah doesn't want, if this is not what the Torah wants, the Torah gives you all kinds of tricks, how to distract yourself, that it should become meis to you, right? But the end of the day, the Torah is mattered. And Chazal tells us that the Torah didn't want it. The Torah says, like Rashi says at the beginning of the parasha. Mutter mutter liyishol sheyechul, pasat musa shchutes. Pchatzkel Abramsky zeichet tzadik levrocha, used to give shiurim Friday evenings to college students in London. A lot of them weren't religious. They came. And every week, he would try to say something to give them a little chizuk, a little push, to make them a little bit more, you know, they should at least feel a closeness to Yiddishkeit. So they came. The story goes, they came. Parshas Kiseitze. They came over. And he opens up his chumash and he's thinking. He said this over. Obviously, he was thinking like, what's he going to say? He always spoke at the beginning of parsha. Say it's a machshava. These are college kids. These are kids that are not religious. Trying to dissuade them from doing, you know, bad stuff. And the parsha seems to say, listen, if you can't, you can't. You know. If you can't, you can't. Like, what's the takeaway? What do you tell a friar college kid about this thing? It sounds pretty, if you see something, you really want it. Today we're living in a world, everything is addictions. Right? Used to be substance addiction. Now everything is addiction. Any behavior that you do that's wrong, it's not hashom, nobody's bad. They're addicted. Some people are addicted to be bad people. They're rather very good people. They just have an addiction to badness. They're very good, they're sweet. It just happens to be there's something called evil, and they happen to be addicted to it. Nobody's chas v'shalom. Nobody has anything to work on. They're just nebuch, it's addiction. But the way the first part of the parasha reads, it's a mystical sounds like that. So Pratzkel said that he took it and he had siyata d'shmaya. He reversed it. He said, what do you see from here? He said, you see that the Torah wasn't given to angels. The Torah wasn't out of touch with people's inclinations. Just the opposite. Mezetach that the Torah saw, this is something that's too much. Too much of a pull? You're the Torah will save the Eitan Shaladam. He says, what does that mean? That means the 613 mitzvahs that are there that you have to keep, you could keep. Don't think you can't. Because the Torah incorporated a parsha where the Torah is saying this is not a good thing, but this is a human This is a human flaw that's cemented into who you are, into a characteristic of a person. And Memela, very similar to what the Sefer HaChinuch says by mitzvahs tumas koyanim. Simply you learn, a koyan is metame to the seven relatives. Stam, that's the way the Torah wants it. Actually, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts a mitzvah letame l'shiva koyanim. Pasha, you learn that a koyan has a mitzvah metame to the shiva koyanim. A koyan gadol doesn't have a mitzvah to be metame shiva koyanim. I'll call nafshes meis loyov, except for meis mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch makes a different knetch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Yor do Torah l'sof da'ite shalot. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, when a person loses one of the seven relatives, it's a human need, it's a human emotional need that you have to be able to participate. You need it. And therefore the Torah permitted it, which means the Sefer HaChinuch is saying, Be'etzem, even a regular kohen would be better not to be metame. But that's a human thing. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, a kohen gadol, he's on a different level. He's so removed. He's so spiritually tuned in. Kenzach misgabel sein. I once heard from a Bianca, a Gevalda Gevort. He said, why do we find that Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah was shechted? Right, the Anshei Knesset, it's not a Baba Mais, Chazal. That the Anshei Knesset HaGdela shechted the Avodah Zorah. That's why it's very rare that you're going to catch a kid with a doll in his room bowing down to his doll. It just doesn't happen. I'm doing this a long time. I've dealt with a lot of type of issues. But I never had an issue where you caught a kid in his room, he was bowing down to a doll. Oh, but see, Gven Amol, there was a time in history where that was the Yetzer Hara. Imagine, that was the burning Yetzer Hara. Right? That a guy's bowing down to some kind of getchkelin. Right? Chazalum dos, they shechted it. After they shechted that, it's not pshat that now we got clean. You know, they came to the Chazon Ish. I heard this from Rav Brev de Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. He was a big makor with the Chazon Ish. They came to the Chazon Ish, they asked him to daven that Yena Machle, that a machla should go away. A disease that was never conflicting many people should go away. And the Chazon Ish said, this is what Rav Brevda said. Chazon Ish said, I'm not doing that. I'm not davening that a particular disease should go away. Avad, if there's a choyla, you daven for that choyla. But he says, if there's a machla in the world, that's one of Hashem's tools. Hashem uses a machla for whatever he uses it for. You know, if everything is midas harachamim. He says, if I'll daven for that to go away, who knows what will replace it? Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I often think that now there's a whole new cardiac, you know, inventions have been amazing over the last years. Rav David Kanach Zogin, it's amazing. 85-90% of the people today that have a cardiac issue could be resolved with a stent. It's unbelievable. It's nerve volume. They go into the hospital, they could go in that morning and come back the same day or the next day. And you'll see them in shul by mincha. Right? Where 20 years ago, they had to cut half the body up and take veins from the bottom and the top. And the person's like, for 6 months, Bein Shemayim Lo'aretz. I had a guy in my shul like that. I told Olam last year, before Yom Kippur, I got a call, Motzei Shabbos Tshuv, a guy in my shul, Moish Kaufman. He was in the hospital, they were ready. He was asking me a shiloh, they said he has to get cut up on Yom Kippur. He was asking me if he could do the surgery on Yom Kippur. I said, 1 second. So I got Dr. Michelle, I got... And as they did the whole thing with a stent. He was in shul, he did it. The next day he was in shul, davening, like Kechol Adam. This is an unbelievable mention. But now, with even Yena Machle, they're doing immune therapy, vaccination. I mean, these are all preliminary things. But it's unbelievable. So I often think back about the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is up. Wer weiß? Who knows what? So I'm not. So when Chazal got rid of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, it's not like they put the Yetzer Hara to sleep. It was replaced. They decided that it's Kedai. Kedai the Shecht Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yankov, the Chassidish approach, the normally Melech says, it went into the money. Now there's Elohei Chesed Elohei Zov. Now people worship money. That's how he tightened up Elohei Chesed Elohei. He says that in the Likutei Shoshana. That's the Chassidish pshat. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal said over that now it became the Yetzirah of Arias to go. Now Arias became a burning Yetzirah. But Rabbi Yankov said a fascinating thing. He said it's not just it happens. Punkt. Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah went away. Yetzirah of Arias became strong. So that's not the pshat. Actually, you should know that the Chidah teaches that in this week's parasha. It says plural. Plural. Your enemies. So we know already, Chazal say it's merumas mulchemes hayetzer. So the Chidah says like this, kiseitze la mulchom alo yivecha. And it's merumas, the anshei agnes agdeilu, nesonoi, the yetzor of it is our loshen yochid. Homzei upgehakt. But, there's a ro'isa ba'ashiv yehishas yifaz toya. Now you're going to have the other yetzor. But Biankov said an unbelievable vault. He said, it's not just it happens to be. Got rid of this, you got that. It's not stop. He says, why did Hashem give the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? What's it there for? The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is there to implant and infuse in a human being the desire of worship. It's really a spiritual thing. You want to worship. Your job is to take Yena, that Yetzirah, like the Gemara says in Brachos, Pishnei Yetzirecha, to take Yetzirah of worship and use it properly for Hashem. Says Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, that when the Anshek Nezak Deilim Geshoch Yena Yetzirah, so with it was shechted that yearning, that spiritual yearning, Hot me Givorah Mel Gufnis. We became more physical. You understand? So with it came now a yearning for other stuff that we have to overcome. It's not stamaze. But the bottom line is that there's a tremendous connection between Yifas Toyar, the first couple of psukim, and then the next psukim of Kiseh Le'ish Tei Noshim Achas Ahuva V'Achasnua. And then it says, Kielish ben Sego Murder. Because the similarity is that these two parshias are talking about something which the Torah is telling us is irreversible. That's not a Jewish concept, irreversible. Irreversible? This is irreversible. Both of them have an irreversible element. Parshas Yifas Toya, the Torah says, no. You're stuck with this lady. Meaning, if you do what we're telling you to do and you still feel you can't, so you can't. There's a surrender. It is what it is. Which is not normally a musig. And Bensoiru Mora has the same musig. Bensoiru Mora didn't do anything yet that he's chayv misa betzim. He's a chevroman. Sach HaKol, the kid is within 3 months of his bar mitzvah. The Gemara says that the whole time frame of a ben Sarah Mar is 3 months. 3 months. So Sach HaKol, the kid's a kmamish bar mitzvah bochel. Right? 3 months before, he was saying, statement, cheschina, chnuchus tefillin, it's a tefillin. It's a bar mitzvah bochel. But the Torah says, Yom Uzagai, Yom Uzchayiv. So there's a tzad, there's an emek hashove between the first parasha of Yifas Toya, where the Torah says, Shein, Vos Kementon, what could we do? And then Sarah Moira. Right? It's Nifla B'Yoser. It's amazing that Chazal say, not only are they found in the Torah connected, But somebody who has a Yefas Toya will have a Ben Sirah Meira. Right? That's what Chazal tell us. Somebody, if you marry Yefas Toya, that's the ingredient to have a Ben Sirah Meira. You know what Ben Sirah Meira is? Ben Sirah Meira is not a kid struggling. Chazal tells us he's going to be a murderer. He's going to be a criminal murderer, killing people on the street corners. Eating cats. Worse than that. That's what he is. That's what he's going to be. He's going to be a hoodlum. Yeah. The ganze musik. First of all, yom uzakai val yom uschayim is a peldik musik. This endless Torah. Today I'm going to focus more on Rabbi Eliyahu Lapianzatzal's approach. Because yom uzakai val yom uschayim is l'chayra stira. With Rosh Hashanah, the ganze musik Rosh Hashanah, we learn about Yishmael, Basher Husham. Hashem judges you by how you are at the time, not by what your future will be. Alefred, everybody has this guy. It's interesting. The Gera Rebbes, the Imrei Emes, the Sfasemes, they took a. The Imrei Emes held that Yishmael, it wasn't him. Future generations, meaning the Malachim came and they told Hashem, his children, there's going to be Hamas. There's going to be Hezbollah. Right? So Hashem judged Yishmael for who he was. So the way the Imrei Emes understands, Basher Husham is heir, him. Masha'en came by Ben Sirah Meira, he himself. We're not talking about what his kids will do. Heir Alein, he himself is going to be. But the Sfasemes also tries to dray out of this problem. Sfasemes is given sein Tate. The Sfasemes wants to say that the Ben Sirah Meira is different because Ben Sirah Meira is Mises Bezdin. It's interesting. That Sfasemes is the opposite of the Rabbi Shulei Diskin and the Briskerov. Rabbi Shulei Diskin and the Briskerov in Parashat Shmois say, well, Hashem, when there's a Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, Hashem looks for the future. By Moshe it says, Vayifen Koi V'choi Vayar Ki Enish. He looked to future generations before he killed the Mitzri. So Bishulev Diskin says, what's up, Shad? He says, because he used the Shem Amafarish. If you kill somebody, Hashem doesn't kill based on now. Bezen Shomata, if you had a Bezen with a, we had a Novi or Baal Ruch HaKedosh, and he says, I see, there's going to be Tzadikim. Spiltnish kin rola, right? It doesn't play a role. So Sfasemes is very Mechudishtik. Rabbi Isaac Sher, Zatzal actually learned the opposite. He learned, simply you learn, it's like Midas Hadin by Ben Sirah Meira. It's a Midas Hadin. Midas Harachman would be judged in ways, he says, Fakelt. He says, Yishmael was judged Midas Hadin. This is what he is now. I could save him by killing him now. He won't have a Hamas. The Midas Harachman, according to Rabbi Isaac Sher, would have been to kill Yishmael. You understand? Hashem judged him the way he was, not Midas Harachamim. Rabbi Isaac Sher says that's Midas Hadin. Ben Sirah Meira is Midas Harachamim. Yom Uzakai is Midas Harachamim. But this all, it shows you that how much the Ben Sirah Meira is a finished story. There's nothing we can do about it. It's irreversible, which is not a normal concept in the Torah. We say everything is reversible. A person could change everything. That's the Yisoid of Tshuva. So that's what we see in these two. There's a lekach here. Now Chazal tell us that Ben Sirah Meira, Rav Yehuda says, Lo Yehoya V'lo Nivra. Never happened. Didn't happen. There's a machlokes tanoim if you hold it didn't happen because it's impossible to happen. Or it didn't happen because it wouldn't happen. Rav Shimon says, "What's that? Tate mame? What's if you have a Heverman kid, you bring him to be killed. It's not practical." That's Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda learns it's not shayach. It's not possible. Why is it not possible? Because father, mother have to have the same voice. They have to be shove bekoimo b'mare. They mamish have to be duplicates. It's not even possible that both parents look, sound, are the same height, everything exactly the same. I mean, people say, you know, people get married, sometimes they start looking a shtickle alike, they talk a little bit alike. But no chalamaisis. Not only that, a woman that has mamish a man's voice is an islandess. Right? I mean, today the whole thing is a cholampat. You can't even, you don't know what's what. But be'etzim, right? A woman who has a real man's voice is one of the simoni islandess. So why did the Torah do it? Droish v'kabel schar. So I want to ask you a question, Rabbi Yisrael. How do you learn that? So the Torah gave us a mitzvah, which could never happen. Could never happen. The Torah gave it to Reish v'kabel schar. You learn it, you get schar for learning. How does the Olam understand that? How does the Olam understand such a thing? It means that the pshat is that the Torah wanted us to because if you're bored, there's not enough Torah to learn. Look at the back of the room. There's not enough Torah to learn. So the Torah threw in another four psukim with a perek in Sanhedrin, mit a Rambam, and now you could keep busy. We just started Shnei Mechzim. I'm holding in Tosfos Yachloiku. I could give Shif another 3 months on Tosfos Yachloiku. Not because I can. Because anybody can. Meaning, if you learn it, you keep on learning. There's no end. It's bottomless. So what do we need another four psukim? What? Because the Torah found it, you know. So we'll throw out something that could never happen. So stop. Avada, that's not the pshat. Any parsha in the Torah, if you want to go through it, with Torah Shabbat, with Torah Shabbat Peh, with the Rishon Me'achronim, you could spend the rest of your life. And be busy. What's the pshat? I just told recently somebody in my shul this. I said, he made a simcha. He was working 3 months, because it was a 3 month engagement. He was working 3 months, what he's going to say, Shabbat Shavuot. 3 months. And he had a thing he wanted. One pasuk. He looked up every, and this is a guy who doesn't have patience. Like, when I start giving a shir, I look at him, I have rachmanas on him. Within 5 minutes, he looks like his whole chelek atachten is running away. He can't sit. It's like a rachmanas. The guy can't sit. But he said, you know, and at the end, he had so much, he didn't know what to say on this, but he had one pasuk. He went through the Ramban. He says, you know, I never realized what a pasuk chumash has. He said, wow, it's taka, nerve volume. So I told him this word, I'm telling you now, I said, you could take any parasha in the Torah, spend the rest of your life on that parasha. If you do Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, Mitzugiyus, Mitzurishah, the rest of your life. I'm talking about an intelligent person. So we don't need another four psukim about a story that can't happen. So obviously, if Chazal tell us, Droish v'kabel schar, it means that there's something for us to learn to improve. There's something for us to take from it. It's not that we needed another thing to keep busy. Another intellectual pursuit. We don't have enough in the Torah. We need another four psukim. Furthermore, why would the Torah tell us a story that's senseless? Droish v'kabel schar, so you tell me a story that can't happen. You want to give me a story that could happen. Give me a maaseh that can't happen. So there are mahalchim. I don't want to make it out like there's no way to understand it simply. There are, but I don't feel, ain't libi noikri to learn that way. There are those that want to say that there's a certain desire to learn something that's practical. Right? To learn something that you could connect to practicality. When I first came to the shul many, many years ago, not too many people remember, Michal remembers. When I first came to the shul, so I started Shabbos afternoon halacha shir, which goes till today. So today, that's the most populated shir that I give. During the summer, it's the most populated shir. But when I started, I did it with the Minchas Chinuch. So I spoke like a Lumdisha thing. Didn't have any practical. I lost right away to people. Meaning as soon as I started, Motgegangim Shlofim. They could say Hamapel. Right? As soon as I started, I used to make a joke after the shir. The Olim should remember to wash Natilas Yadayim. The emes is, the irony is that now, 35 years later, it's the same shir, Be'etzim. The same style. There's only one difference. The shir starts, what would be in this case, a story, it became a halacha l'maisa question, so people could connect to it. What happens? A bunch of people go to the Poconos and one guy's eating too much. Can they split up and could they... It was a Maisa Shoya. We just spoke about it this week. This was a Maisa Shoya. I had a guy from Lakewood call me. A bunch of chever went to the Poconos and they chipped in for the food together. And the end was that one of the families was fressing that the other families had no food. So they spent $5,000 on food, but one family was they were on the road of eating $4,500 worth of it. So as they got close to Shabbos, they wanted to say, they didn't want to insult the family. But they said, you know what, we're just going to split for Shabbos. Shabbos, we're going to just take the food before Shabbos. And each person's going to take their food, and we're going to eat somewhere else because we want to have private family time. What they really meant is, we want to eat something. So this guy, this family, the family with the healthy appetite, the guy says, no, not maskim. This whole program, we did this thing together. We rented the Airbnb together. We spent $10,000, $5,000, this, that. It was, we're going to do things together. We're doing things together. We're not splitting for Shabbos. So they didn't fight him. And they said, Taka Shabbos, they were Yotze Lechem Mishneh. That's it. Cost of the house. Taka, so the guy asked me after Shabbos. He called me with a Shaila. He said, what would have been if we would have auctioned? We would have said, we didn't want to insult this family. What would have been if we would have said, you know what, sorry, this is not working. Take your food. Would we have a schus? Was he Taka right in Choshe Mishpat? So we spoke about it for an hour, this Shaila. It's Asugim Psochim. This is Mamish Asugim Psochim. Korban Pesach. Everything is in the Torah. Now, if I would want to give Shirin that Sugim Psochim without the mice and the Poconos, nobody's interested. I'd say, Korban Pesach, one guy's eating too much. But now that it's Poconos, and it's the Airbnb, especially it's the Airbnb, Gevaldik, now it's a, oh! Because a person has a pull for something that's practical. Memela kemen zogen. I'm giving you the Balabata Shipshat. You learn Bava Kama. Okay. Practical. Okay, not an ox. A car. A fender bender. An accident. Damages. It's something you could connect to. It's practical. You get the Benzerva. You go, okay, this ain't happening. Okay, let's go weiter. Now, when you learn it, you talk a Torah Lishma. So, Droish V'Kabel Schar doesn't mean, oh, you'll have another thing to learn. You're going to get extra Schar for learning something that's not practical. Okay, I'm only telling it to you because I don't want to make it sound like there's no way to learn it Kipshute. You could learn it Kipshute, but it's not Mistavra to learn like that. That's the Droish for Kabul Schar. So the question is, so what is the Pshat? What are we supposed to take? And again, and why did the Torah make it something which is impossible? Even if the Torah wanted to give us another parasha. So give a parasha that's Shaykh. Why give me a parasha that's impossible? So obviously there's something for us to take from the parasha. There's an akuda for us to take. And I think what's very important to take is like this. There's a yisoy that we talk about very often. And that is that the Baal Shem asked it as a kasha. Why is it that we don't make much headway in our character. Baruch Hashem, most guys, B'nai Torah, they go to yeshiva. If you talk to them when they're in ninth grade, they're on one level of learning. You talk to them in 12th grade, they're more advanced. They grow. You see that. But when you look at people's, the Metzias HaAdam, very few people do you see they really change. You see that guy that was temperamental when he was 20 and you meet him when he's 40? Temperamental. The guy's a gossiper. I'm not saying always, but there are cloud. People are very... The Baal Shem is the kasha. Baal Shem says, I don't understand. There's so many times where you see people are steiging Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Elul and Sukkot and Chanukah. People really get inspired. Frank the Baal Shem, what happened to that? All the Baal Musa talk about it. Why do people not move? What's going on? What are people missing? Rebbe Leo Lapian, Zatzal, says when he talks about Ben Seru Moira, he says that the Yomu Zakai, Val Yomu Schayev, is because the Ben Seru Moira is in a matzav. He put himself into an irreversible change. He himself became an Einai Shemea B'Kolova B'Kolimai. If a person closes their ears, they can't change. If a person's not open for change, they can't change. The Ben Sermer's problem is Einenu Shemea B'Kolova B'Kolimai. Zok B'Leo Lapian, his addiction is that he can't hear anybody. He's not open to hear. If you're not open to hear, then that's how he explains. Azay is Mazbe. But I want to tell you like this. If you look at the whole parasha Ben Sermer, right? You look at the parasha Ben Sermer. So Chazal tells it's impossible. Your Rebbe Yehuda says impossible. So I asked you a question. Why did the Torah make an impossible parasha? The father and mother have to be the same voice, same height, same... What's the tzachto? So the maral is marach on it. Just because we're already over time, I'm just going to tell you the yesod. Something that really needs a lot of thinking. I'm just going to tell you the Yisoid. The Yisoid HaDover is, the Rambam says, at the end of Meseches Makis, Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael L'Fiko Chirbal Am Torah Mitzvahs. So the Maral says, what's Pshat Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael L'Fiko Chirbal Am Torah Mitzvahs? The Rambam says, if a person would do one mitzvah b'shlemus, the Rambam says, if you would do one mitzvah complete, so you think about it. The Rambam seems to be saying that one mitzvah can make you into a new person. He's used a lashon yichye. You mamish, it could change the whole degansa tzurasot. Don't all of us have a mitzvah that we really do? And the Rambam says, one, that's why Hashem gave so many mitzvahs. As he types up the Rambam, the Mishnah. Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael. So he gave us so many mitzvahs that we'll find there'll be a mitzvah that we'll really be able to do in a complete, not just observe it. We'll do it completely. And bo yichye le'olam. The emes is that the biggest machla we have, and by the way, if you track life, you'll see that this is it's really a formula for failure in every area of life, but for sure spiritually, but in every area of life. And that's called inconsistency. Inconsistency is a formula for failure. Take a simple thing like a diet. How many people in the world were never on a diet? There's no such people. They don't even exist. For sure, a woman. There's no woman that was never on a diet. But even a man had a tkufa. Father Chasana before his kids bar mitzvah, before Chvesvah. It's a pinyin aben, a maise. Right? And then sometimes they lose weight and they make a gansa maise and then they come back bigger and better than ever. How's I get this? Yeah? consistency is a recipe for success. Consistency is a recipe for success. In the physical body, there's a study, there's a medical study that they say that the people that are most unhealthy are the people that are basketballs. Somebody's a straight 300 pounder. It's not healthy. I'm not asking any of you to be 300 pounds. But if somebody's a consistent 300 pounder, he's healthier than somebody who's 300, 225, 350, 190, right? You can't even get a chop who they are. That's the worst, even physically. I've seen people that are brilliant. They have a lot of business koiches. They're not consistent. They fail. You stickle here, they go boom, boom. The same thing. In Ruchnius, that is the biggest disaster, is when a person is not consistent. Inconsistency in Ruchnius is mamish a disaster. It's a disaster. I once asked somebody who was in Reb Chaim Knievsky's Atzal's class in Petach Tikva. I said, well, he says, what characteristic did Reb Chaim have that was so unique? He says, he was a Tmidi. Not a Masmid, a Tmidi. He says he was predictable from the minute he woke up till the minute he went to sleep. Nothing changed by Reb Chaim. It was like boring. You'd say boring. But you see, boring did pretty well. Consistency. And inconsistency, Zokta Maral. You can't be mechanech a home with inconsistency. Memela, the parents have to be the same. Dos is the lekach. Shove bekoil ubimare. What's the lekach? The lekach is one voice. There has to be one voice. And if there's inconsistency, and in our life it's the same way, look at the mitzvahs that you think you're pretty good at. You'll see even within that, you think you're a nice guy. Yeah, I'm a very nice guy, except to that one guy that did an avla to me. So you're not consistent. So your ganze, dein ganze chesed has a huge mum, a mum kavua. So that's why you're not getting anywhere. Because if our ruchni is ends up with holes, then was it does? What's it worth? And the same thing is in relationships. You can have a relationship. You have people that are unbelievable. They love each other. They hate each other. The whole marriage becomes insecure and insolent. And then you have people who are just solid, predictable. You know how many times people say, I want to know who my husband is. Just want to know what I wake up to every day. Who is this person? One day he's like a tzaddik, he said, hey, well, the next day. Very few people I've seen that have a consistent marriage that the marriage fails. The Baal Shem says, Mi Yala Bahar Hashem, who taka makes it up? Mi yokum bim kaim kachem. Whatever areas that you got, you're solid with them. You hold on to that. It's not up and down, up and down. Whatever you have is solid. That's what we have to take from this inyan. What we have to take from the inyan, that's the inyan. So they say over from the Goyen. It's found in the Chelkas Mechoikik, a Talmud from Goyen. Kiseitze la muchoma, la in Meseches Nedor means loy. Right? La chulin sho'echaloch means loy chulin. If you say la chulin, it's like you saying, I'm not going to do it. La is loy. So the Chelkas Mechoikik brings down from Goyen that the Goyen says, Ki seitze la milchoma, loy la milchoma. What's the pshat? The Goyen said that if a guy would go to war and he'd only be thinking he wants to fight for Klal Yisrael, he would never see the Isha Yifas Toya. You're putting your life on the line to save Klal Yisrael. Why are you looking at the Goyish, the the Syrian captives got stuck with a Syrian captive. Your mamish moisen nefesh. Zok the goyin. Weiss doch ois that when you went to begin with, it was loyal mochama. Kiseitze, when you went out, there was an inconsistency. You went out to war not with a consistent ibig egeben mesiris nefesh for klal yisrael. So if you go out like that, v'ro isa bashivya, then you could go all the way down. Guy's a soldier. He's a good guy. He went through the Meshuach Muhammad. He's not Yorei Me'averi Shebiyodo. He's a good guy. But there's an inconsistency. When he went out to war, he's thinking, I wonder what kind of chevra we're going to capture here. I'm going to save Klal Yisrael, but I wonder if it's going to be some Gishmak Eschoyra. I hate to make it so prost. Oh, but that thus is given the mice. And then v'ro'isa bashivya. Inconsistency. Inconsistency is what creates the toitzah, the shlechta toitzah. And that's what the Rambam's telling us in Pirush Mishnayos. That if you take one mitzvah and you make it complete, and you make, that's what it is. Thus it is. I don't like when people say with tefillah, I'm going to make a thing, my shachris, I'm a kabbal shachris. You want to work on tefillah? Every tefillah should be b'kavona. The avodah shouldn't be that you're a shachris person. That means that your avodah alone is inconsistent. When you daven mincha without kavona, it's poigim the shachris. You understand? It's poigim the shachris. And that's the way it is. And that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is because there's a shachris, there's a mincha, there's a ma'ariv. You want to be a Baal Chesed? This year that's going to be your Baal Chesed to every Jew. Even the guy you don't like. Even the guy got under your skin. Even the guy you think is not a mensch. But if there's a loy, lamulchama, loy, there's part of you. It doesn't matter what a good thing you're doing. You're going to fight a war. That's amazing. So the guy's going to fight a war and he goes down to Gehenna. Because the going to the war wasn't Gantz. It wasn't a consistent, selfless action. That's the avoid that we have to do. And if we all work on ourselves to make things bishlemus, to be consistent, really consistent, I'm pretty good with Lashon Hara, except for the guy that I hate his guts. I'm pretty good. I worked on it. Now I don't talk Lashon Hara even about the people that I don't mamish like. But of course, there's those chevra that I have. Shteitzach. Then there's a kim out of mitzvah to talk Lashon Hara. That's poigim. You're never going to get a shleimus to gezach if there's a hole in it. If there's a hole in it, you're never going to get a shleimus. And that's the yesedah. Hagut and Shabbos. Chas de Hashem.
I can give you much less than I used to.
Why?
We